Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. $50, well, okay, get the benediction, it's time to go. So here we go. The COVID-19 numbers for the end of this week, cases 2.12 million. 2.12 million cases recovered, 650,000. And deaths, 117,000. Still unsafe. The hard-headed state are seeing up peaks, mainly the red state, the hard-headed state, the ones who didn't believe COVID was real in the first week. Trump talking to the cadets. Waste of time, waste of mind, and putting those soldiers in jeopardy by having them come there during this pandemic. He talked about different cadet boarding events, which really had nothing to do with a normal speech at the academy. Ridiculous, yes, at its best. Chris Stewart, the lawyer for Rayshard Brooks, the one who was killed by police in Atlanta after a scuffle at a Wendy's parking lot, and he happened to take a taser from an officer, tried to fire back while running away, got shot in the back and got killed. All because he was asleep in the drive-through line and didn't move his car. Another person who was a white person had a taser just a couple of weeks before that in Pennsylvania, and he got tased and arrested. He didn't get killed. But this dude got shot and killed. Also on the line, 804. What's up, E?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, E, it's just me and you. I'm the everybody. Yeah, I'm the everybody. Everybody. How you been?
I'm good.
Huh? D Lovely is celebrating her retirement on Friday.
Yes, she is.
So that's why she's not here. Her family's at her house celebrating with her.
Wow.
White Nancy.
White Nancy.
Your
not
thought?
To be confused with Karen.
No, not to be confused. Not with Karen, no. Your thoughts on Trump talking to the cadets? I touched on it for a minute.
You know, I don't know. You know how I feel. Like I don't think he's worthy to be talking to anybody. But I don't know. I don't like it. This is another glaring example of why I'm glad I am a retiree.
Another example of I'm glad I'm not in. I'm glad I wasn't in when he decided to be president.
Exactly.
It's ridiculousness.
It's preposterous. Beyond ridiculous.
Did you see how they were standing so far apart? And I'm like, they're out here risking their lives in a pandemic just to hear this fool talk.
Fact.
Waste of time, totally.
Wasted everything.
Also, what do you think about Rashard Brooks getting shot in Atlanta after falling asleep in a drive-thru at Wendy's?
Right. Now, what? Help me understand, because I don't understand. Why did they shoot him?
Well, after he didn't move, Wendy's called the police, and I guess they pulled him off to the side. And they said the police said they gave him a sobriety test, but the people that were there that witnessed it said all they did was talk. So we don't know. We don't know yet. And so there was, after a few minutes of talking, they said they're going to arrest him. And when he put his hand behind his back, he fought around and got away. They wrestled on the ground, two police officers and him, and they wrestled. And he took the taser, and he ran, and he tried to shoot the taser back, and they shot him in the back two times. Like Chris Stewart, the lawyer for the family, who was the lawyer for George Floyd's family, he said he just got off the plane, just got back from George Floyd situation, and said now he's up here. He don't know what justice is. He was frustrated yesterday. I don't know. That's exactly how he was talking. I don't know what justice is. I mean, you know, do we sue the city? Do we put the officer in jail? I don't know what justice is no more. He was
Nobody
frustrated yesterday. So a week before that, as I was talking when you just came on, a week before that, there was a white person in Pennsylvania. He wrestled the taser away, and he got tasered and got arrested. He didn't get killed, though.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's why we mad.
And that is why. Yes, sir.
That craziness right there. See, I want to say that BS, but I want to say the full word. But I'm going to be nice since it's Sunday. But that's that BS right there.
Totally. I'm going to be nice, too.
Okay. I had a lot.
The shenanigans.
Still this week, I had an apology tour from white people saying they were sorry. Have you gotten anything from any? I just want to, explain one of your experiences. I mean, you don't have to say no names, but it was crazy to me when they were apologizing to me. I was just, what?
Yeah, one of my colleagues at work has been hypersensitive and apologetic to everything that she had been ignorant to in the past. And I felt like, what do you say? You're sorry that you didn't know. Okay, just do better now that you know. I mean, I don't know what to tell these people. All this time,
I know what I told.
Just exaggerating, like.
I know what I said. I said.
I'm afraid to ask. But what
so the next time, I said the next time that I say something about somebody black, will I be more believed this next time, or you just going to be like, I don't believe it until something really happens? I just want to know because I'll know not to address my complaints or anything I say. I'll try to leave you out of it and say it wasn't meant for you to read or wasn't meant for you to hear. I just want to know, will I be more believable now that this has happened? Will my have my credibility shot up?
You know, it's like thought we were making all this up. That's the incredulous thing to me. Like, why do we have to make anything up?
Yeah, yeah. But that little thing in the back of your phone at the top in the center, that little camera thing saved us. That little camera thing told the truth on a whole lot of people.
A whole lot of people. You're right.
And I know some of these people are regretting that they ever invented that we got it in our hands.
Oh yeah.
Because technology
is great.
At the last shooting there in Atlanta, people got out of the drive-through line to get out their car with their camera phone.
Yeah.
And they taped the cops picking up the shells that they had shot.
Yep. Yeah. Sure did.
I see a few years in prison for them cats, man. Come home. The one that did the shooting is me. And I think the other one, he need to go down too.
Yeah.
He might not need to go down as hard as the dude that shot, because he was slow in the event anyway. What did you say?
If he didn't run and go tell somebody, he needs to go too.
Well, I mean, he was wrestling and he probably was still dusting himself off when dude was running, because he was not nowhere near. He came in the aftermath. He got jacked up. I guess he was the one that got back down on the ground and was still on the ground trying to get up. He was slow. Let's put it that way. He was not on the case. He was like way in the back when dude shot. So I don't know if he should go down, but I think he should be in trouble though. People are mad that people were burning down the buildings. And I found it ironic. Why are you so mad about the building? You should be mad about the person that got killed. Or am I wrong in thinking that?
No, please and thank you. I was trying to figure out Wendy's, though. Y'all mad about Wendy? Okay.
Yeah, they mad about Wendy. And if anybody checked out the last 4 minutes of John Oliver from last week, because I'm sure he comes on tonight, but the last one from last Sunday, then you understand why black people are burning stuff down. Because that lady put it so eloquently.
Yes.
Okay. The remorse. All this remorse from the NFL. Standing behind Kaepernick now.
I think it's hilarious. I can't believe that it took this for them to get it. And if he doesn't get a contract, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, that was my next question. Do you think he will?
I'm not sure. Who's going to stand up? Which team do you think has enough intestinal fortitude, if you will, to stand up and give him a contract? Not just let him try out, but give him a contract off rip.
I'm going to be honest, maybe Seattle.
And I said Cleveland.
The coach said this week he was sorry that he didn't. Because he was thinking about getting him. And that's why he said he was sorry about it. Because he really see now why
he
kneeled and all that.
See, that doesn't mean anything to me. Because if you can't take the hard right over the easy wrong, you still the problem. he's still the problem.
Well,
I was thinking about I should have, could have, would have. None of that matters to me, because you could have stood alone on the right, and you still punked out.
Well, we don't know the exact reason why, because he's just the coach. The owner got to approve that. He didn't bust out the owner. We don't know. The owner probably told him, hey, you can't do it, or I'm not going to allow you to do it. You see what I'm saying? So him feeling one way, it had to be approved through everybody else that was up above him.
Okay. Pay grades above him?
We don't. Yeah, well, when you're the owner, you own the team, so you definitely can't go above the owner. And I'm thinking the coach didn't want to bust the owner out, because he sure didn't mention the owner in his decision. And I don't think it was his sole decision. I think he probably wanted Cat, but they were like, nah, we ain't going to do it. You need to shut up about that, coach. And he did.
Okay.
So what's the rest of the players, they have gotten together, and they're talking about kneeling. A lot of players, football players, that is.
Right.
So
right.
If they realize now, because they were talking about it on they had an ESPN announcer on MSNBC a couple of days ago, and she said they're realizing now that they got the power. And they always had the power.
Always.
Yeah, because with this shortened season, this pandemic, and they deciding on how to do these games, these guys could say, well, guess what? We just ain't playing until you get, higher cap. There's a lot of things on their side. One, society is now on their side, because it just ain't black people marching. There's a lot of people mad, and it's all over the world. It just ain't in Cleveland, like we said, in Seattle. It's all over the United States and the world.
And beyond, yes.
So it could happen with peer pressure. It sinks ships. Pressure makes diamonds. So it could happen.
Oh, yes, they do.
I just threw that in there because it hit me in the head when pressure makes diamonds. I just, threw that in as a side note. What about renaming all these bases? This is the main question I wanted to ask you anyway. Because we serve. How do you feel about renaming these Confederate name bases?
I'm on the fence about that.
You faded back again, E. I didn't hear you.
I said I'm on the fence about that, really.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you can't just use a broad stroke and eradicate everything. That, if I say I was trained at Fort Sam Houston,
it's called Samuel Jackson now. It's called Fort Samuel Jackson now. You'd be like, what?
What?
I gotta get the color code. I don't know what they were. Fort Hood, what is it called now?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like, I can't even talk about it no more, because if I don't know what Fort Lee is called, Fort Lee is called Fort Flip Wilson? What? Come on, now. I didn't know. Or Geraldine,
Are they naming them after presidents? Who are they going to name them after?
I don't know. Since all these soldiers were Confederate soldiers, they'd probably be named after the Northern Army, like General Grant, Fort Grant, different soldiers from the Civil War. that fought for the North that actually won. Well, it's basically saying somebody that fought for America, because of course, you know, these are the people that lost. It's just like being in Germany and you see a statue of Hitler. Oh, what the heck? Why should Hitler be up? You know. So yeah, it's the same thing. They're just gonna have them probably change it to some of the generals and the famous troops that fought in the Civil War named after them. But like you said, it's going to throw me off. I'm going to be like, what is Fort Hood name again? Because that's all I know. And I think it should stand. You know why? Because that'll show the stain of America on how they are. Yeah. That should just stand the way it is and be a stain or a shameful thought. And you can, it's something to talk about with your kids to teach them this is who these people were, and in America, that's how they were, and that's how they made their money off of backs of slaves through these people who wanted to keep it the same way the whole time. They didn't fight for slavery, they fought for the right to have slaves to keep making their money. Basically fought for slavery.
Kind of cruel and ironic joke that it is all of the military installations, most of the military installations that are named after the Confederate soldiers, and they lost the war, you know?
Right. The losers
and all of the
got statues and shit.
Yeah.
Well, see, there's
all of the statues. You know.
The statues didn't come up to like the 1940s in Canada.
Correct.
If you really look back at it. And these folks are going wild around the world. What they do, they threw one statue in the river over in England somewhere. I forget where it was at.
Yeah. Sure did.
They going crazy over these statues. Now, I like to, you know, I don't mind the statues coming down.
Oh, for sure.
I really don't. And what do you think about the Confederate flags not being flown during NASCAR?
I think it's hilarious because ain't nothing in NASCAR but redneck. That's hilarious to me.
And they mad about that.
They big mad.
So I talk about it's their heritage. And basically, it's your heritage to hate. That's all that is.
Yep.
Ain't no damn heritage. Keep all that. I remember some dude had a big old Confederate flag when I was stationed down Fort Hood in his room.
Yeah.
Boy, did we make that? We made that dude. Go ahead.
I've had soldiers that I've had to write up, you know, and give Article 15s for their refusal to take down a Confederate flag. I go, okay.
Oh, we didn't do that. We went in the room and took it down.
Hey,
damn, some right now.
You know.
Hey, look, we wasn't. I wasn't a sub. I was just an E2. So us E2s went in this room, spec 4, beat his ass, and took the flag down.
We told him if he put it back up again,
it's gonna beat him again. So I mean, he didn't put it back up.
Yeah. I'm sure it was that type of justice in the barracks at Fort Stewart, but my position, all I could do was write it up.
Yeah, I understand.
But I already know what time it was at Fort Stewart, you know, home of the dog-faced soldier.
We told dude, you gonna take it down? Nah, I ain't gonna take it down. Okay. Took it down. And then told his sergeant, hey, he put it back up, it's going to be the same thing, Sarge. And he was, his sergeant was a Mexican dude. He said, I don't care, get him again. I said, okay. That's exactly what we said. It's coming, hey, it's going to happen again. He put it back up now. I don't care if he ride around with it in his car. I don't care about that. But I tell you what, his roommate is black, and his roommate don't like it. So we just went in there and just helped his roommate up. Oh, U.S. police training is only 5 weeks. I just found out today. But European police training is 2 years. Is that part of the problem, E?
Yes.
It's a heck of a problem. They have less killings, but one thing about it is when they go into a situation, all their people ain't got guns and carrying them. See, that's the
right.
One thing that's wrong over here. Everybody got guns, so you just like, you know what, fellas, we got to come in shooting because we don't know who got a gun. And that's the problem right there. That Second Amendment boo. The president is more concerned with the Second Amendment, but he violates your First Amendment rights by shooting tear gas and making you move because you're protesting. I digress. So, anything else to add that's been going on with you, E?
I'm supposed to go back to school. Teachers go back to school August the 3rd. Students go back, allegedly, August the 10th. We'll see.
And every state that's red state, the numbers are going up.
Yeah, that's why I said allegedly.
And it's looking like we might have to shut down again.
Facts, because the numbers are going up as we speak.
Yeah. And my friend who lives in D.C., he got it.
Oh, no.
He's all right now. Yeah, he's a preacher, and he's done some music with me. And I did music for him. He got it, but he's all right now. But he went through it. So, I mean, I got friends that's had it, a lot of friends. But for me, I don't go nowhere. I go to the car wash, stay on the inside, they run it through, they dry it on the outside, I roll out, and I nod my head. I'm paying my little money every month to get my car washed. Then I go to the grocery store with my mask, and that's it. I don't go nowhere else. I used to go to movies, can't do that. I used to go to gym, can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Used to go to a restaurant, can't do that. Can't do that.
I know, right?
A whole lot of stuff. Yeah, I can't do that. I mean, yeah, I go through the drive-thru and all that good stuff. That's cool. But everything else, can't do that. It requires people. A whole lot of people. Basketball game.
I didn't like being around people before the pandemic, so.
No, you were good then.
Yeah, I was.
I took my chance every now and then. I go to Texas Day Brazil, aka Fugu Day Chow, and you know watch them walk around with the spears of meat and all that. Yeah. Can't do that no more.
Nah, bro.
I was telling one of my friends, I said, if I had grandkids, I'd be going, you know, you can go to the restaurant and order all you can eat for one price and put all kind of turkey, all kind of chicken, all kind of lettuce, all kind of baked potatoes on your plate and eat as much as you want. And then you get back up, and you can do it again. And they be going, you didn't have to pay? No, you only pay one time. Granddad is tripping. I can hear the kids stop. You crazy. Ain't no way. Granddad is tripping. And then when I thought about it, I said, it sounds crazy to me. That you can pay one price and eat all you want. Because that shit is over with now.
down here, I don't go to Golden Corral, but they show pictures.
Yeah.
And they have,
you
like,
don't go
every
to Golden Corral.
Table, you know, every other table they'll occupy to practice social distancing, you know, and only a certain amount of people can go up to the buffet at a time. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. If we got to do all that, I'm good. Like, okay.
Nope, I'm good.
They wanted people to go to the gym, but you got to wipe down the machine before you start, and after you start, you got to wash the whole machine down. I'm like, I should be getting paid working here if I got to do all that.
Right.
So, I'm good. I'm not doing that. That's out the question. But now, when you try to buy gym equipment, everything's sold out because everybody like, the hell is this? I'm not going back to the gym.
Right.
But I appreciate you, Eve, for calling, because it was going to be a short show with me talking.
I'm going back to work on my notes, and I love you, and I will talk to you soon.
Love you too, Eve. Take care. Peace.
Thanks.